Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith, and Jolene is a member of the Parks and Recreation Board. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, Lamont.
I know you do lots of other things too, but I think what we're talking about today maybe relates to Parks and Rec more than some of the other things you do.
Yes, it does.
All right. And we're going to be talking about Earth Day here in a moment. And Jolene, I have to tell you, just in case you didn't hear, last week we talked about composting with worms, either nature's way or adding some red wigglers. And then we talked about a soil amendment, poopies, that's made out of nature's products. So we're kind of on a roll here in terms of, let's kind of think about the environment and what we do with the environment. So let's mention first a project that you have going on, and then we'll remind people again at the end, and then we'll talk about Earth Day. So you have a cleanup day planned.
Okay, this Saturday, April 20th, we are having a cleanup day at Shellberg's Lakes and the roads around. The Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts are helping us, but we do need some adults out there to kind of supervise because we'll be around the lakes and along the roads. We're going to meet at the west entrance of Lake 3 at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And I think the weather forecast is good.
Yes, I saw the weather forecast last night, and I think it's supposed to be in the 50s, which is...
By
good.
Maybe 60, So maybe you still need to start out with a jacket or so, but, maybe a couple layers there so you can peel as you work.
Right.
Because it gets, sun's out, it'll get warm.
Layers and gloves.
Yes. Okay, and that's a good point. Any other tools that people need to bring?
No, we will have trash bags out there, and we are going to have a big container to put them in, so we'll have them hauled off. So just bring yourself and layers to peel off and your gloves.
And gloves, okay. So there's not like cutting and that kind of thing mostly?
Not right now. It's just picking up the trash that's blown in around the lake and accumulated. And we were out there yesterday, and there was a tire that had shown up out there. So
a few things that you sort of wonder. That didn't blow in.
No, that didn't blow in. But it had been floating on the lake all winter, so it probably came to the shore and somebody drug it up on the...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's good, too.
Yes, that was nice of them.
Absolutely. So, let's say we'll remind folks again. Because it'll be a great opportunity to be out there. I'm thinking... Some people maybe have not been out there yet. And now you have a sign to tell people where it's at.
Yes, we had a sign put up at the end of Buck Creek Road and Iowa Avenue, and it shows which way to go to the boat dock and fishing and camping, but the camping is not up yet, ready to use until next year. But we're working on it, waiting for the weather to break again so we can continue working on it.
Yes. And there's also a little sign on 183. Is that what I want to say? As you go out of town.
Yes, 83.
There's a sign that at least points you in the direction.
Yes, DOT put those up for us, so we want to thank the DOT for putting those up.
So this will be a good chance, even if you don't want to work, a good chance to get out there and see what's going on. It's been a long process, but...
It has, but we are showing a lot of progress, and we are so happy to have the campground started, and it will be completed this year. And other things, we're working on another path around Lake 2, and there's a lot of things going on out there. So just come out and walk around the lake and get your exercise.
Yeah, exactly. And probably see some other walkers out there.
Yes.
Yes. So Earth Day, that is next Monday, I believe.
And it is. April 22nd is the official Earth Day, but we decided on Saturday. Beans. It was Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We didn't think they'd get
Saturday.
Out of school.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about Earth Day?
Well, it was an idea of Gaylord Nelson, who was a U.S. senator from Wisconsin. And after he witnessed the 1969 massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California, he decided something should be done about it. So he had 2 million people took to the streets, parks, to demonstrate for a healthy, substantial environment in a massive rally from coast to coast. And then this led to the creation of the United States Environmental Protection Agency and the passage of the Clean Air, Clean Water, and Endangered Species Acts. And this has gone international, global. It's in 141 countries. And in 2010, Earth Day celebrated its 40th anniversary. And in 2012, the gold was 1 million acts of green launched. on internationally, 1 million trees were planted. So that greened the earth up.
Yes. Isn't it amazing what kind of one event there has kicked this off, and now it's the 40th, has been the 40th anniversary.
Yes. What one person can do to make a change.
Yes. Right. Yes. And even if our one act doesn't result in this kind of thing, even then, one person's act can make a big difference.
Yes, it can.
Yes. And saying that in terms of one member you, another member on the Parks and Recreation Board, that's a busy group.
It is. Another thing I forgot is the dog park that we're working on out there, which is coming into shape. We have plans in for a maintenance building, which is badly needed if anybody wants to. An escorted tour through the one we have now. bring your flashlight and
much equipment in there. And of course, probably when that was built, there wasn't as much maintenance going on. And I mean, it just continues to grow, all those activities.
Yes, it does. And we are going to put more things in the park too, which Roger was telling us about pickleball, which I'd never heard of. So
pickleball.
Yeah. So Roger, I'm sure we'll explain that in the paper someplace. We want to get that court up, and the horseshoes, which used to be there years and years ago, and shuffleboard, and just different things to do out in the park.
Okay, you're talking about Sunnyside.
Sunnyside Park.
Sunnyside Park.
We don't know what we will get in forms of activities out at Shellburg yet. We're just concentrating really hard on the campground right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've gotten so many of those paths and so on completed and available, and you're still working on more of those.
Yes, we have 12 of those done out of the 20, and of course then the weather changed on us, and the city is doing a lot of the work in kind service for us, which we really do appreciate, or we wouldn't have gotten a lot of it done. Mm-hmm. And now we're waiting on some grading work, but the weather has not been too cooperative with us yet.
It's a little getting a little late out there, but hey, when it gets warm, it'll just really bloom and blossom, the weeds as well as all those. You've done a number of a number of plantings out there also?
Yes, we have 2 butterfly gardens out there, and Roger did some wildflower wetlands planting last year, and of course it takes 2 or 3 years for that to come up and develop into something, but it should really be nice when it does. And that's another reason we can't open the camping ground this year, is because we'll have new grass out there, and walking on new grass is not good for it. So it would be better just to wait another year, and then the campground will look very nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grass can be pretty tough, but it needs a little start there. And as you mentioned, it's interesting. I always think on the wild plants, the natural prairie plants and so on, how long they do take to really get established so they look nice.
We planted them late last fall, and I've been looking at them. Some of them look good. Others, we will probably have to replace. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take them a couple, 3 years to get established and spread and look nice.
Yeah, we have to have a little patience
Patience and water.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Well, so far, so good this spring.
So
that's been helpful. And I guess, although it's not a Parks and Rec Board project, I thought we might just mention the downtown beautification plan is in process, and hopefully people have been reading about the Adopt-A-Bed program, and that's going forward too. And part of it that does relate to the Parks and Rec are the little corners in the park. So, you know, all of that's moving ahead, and I think that people are appreciative of that. We've had a number of businesses going to do the Adopt-A-Bed program, and if you have questions, if you have questions about that, you can call the chamber about that.
The Royal Neighbors have taken over the cement in the shape of Iowa in the center, and we're going to plant that.
Mm-hmm.
So that will look nice.
And you're also going to do the 3 beds in front of citizens.
Yes, we are.
That's, you know, all of that helps to have organizations and individuals help say, I'll help take care of that. So that's all great to make the downtown area look good and welcoming to people. And by the way, before we remind people, I want to mention that I just heard the report of a group of people from Kansas City coming to play golf out at Sunnyside.
Frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf. And saying what an awesome court it was.
Yes.
Another plus.
It is. Yeah. And we have a Boy Scout that's rebuilding the bridge on hole number 7, I think. So that will be a plus out there, too.
So just more good stuff.
Yes, yes.
So we need some help on Saturday. Give us the quick reminder about
that. Yes, this Saturday, April 20th, meet at the west entrance to Lake 3 at 9 a.m. And we will be picking up trash around the lake and around the roads around Shellburg Recreation Area.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jolene Smith, for coming to visit with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Until next time, here's a thought. The human spirit needs some places where nature has not been rearranged by man.